Hi guys and girls, and thanks for joining us on another Team LRF podcast. So today I've got Christina, who is an IFBB Pro, two times Olympian and Pro Show champion. Christina, how are you doing?
I'm fine, thanks. The Olympia prep didn't start yet, but on Monday we start the prep. So like one more week in off season, but then we really get serious and start the prep.
Yeah, sure. And you won the Charoux this year, didn't you, to get your invite to the Olympia this year?
Yes, I did three shows this year at the Charoux Classic at Rome. I won the first place and got my qualification again for this year, which was mainly the goal. And then I did like Alicante and Portugal as well. And then I turned like second place both shows behind Evie, but also for me, like big wins, because like to be in Europe always in the top three is like really an accomplishment, because, you know, like tough shows and 24 to 30 girls it was like, and it's good to be always like top three. So it was a good statement for me to set like for the Olympia, I think.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, the European shows are always stacked. Like there's always 20 plus girls, you know, it's not like there's just six or seven girls turning up. They're always huge, 20, 25, even 30 girls at times. They're massive shows.
It's like other than in the US. In the US, you have, I think two or three weeks ago, it was like five shows at one weekend or something like. And in Europe, it's like you have three shows in 3 weeks and then it's like shut off, and then one show comes up again, like in UK, and then shut off again, and like a break till now, I think in 2 weeks it's Italy again, and then the Arnolds. This was for Europe, so like five shows, and in the US you have like five shows on one weekend.
Yeah, no, for sure.
When you want to get the qualification in Europe, you have to be like there on the show in Europe. You have to be there, so like everyone is there who want to fight for the qualification. In the US, it's like difficult. You can turn the whole year like to the Olympia.
For sure, especially with the point system as well. Like when girls are getting second and third over here, like they're not accumulating enough points to really go to the Olympia on points. So you have to kind of win those shows.
No, of course. Difficult.
Yeah, so
also like for me, I want to go with a win to the Olympia and not like with points, because I think when you be there, you have to win a pro show to be like compatible, I think.
Yeah, for sure, because obviously the judges will know if you've gone on points or you've gone on a win. So that's good to know that you've gone on a win as well.
Yeah, it's like good also for the mindset, I think.
I agree. So in terms of your competitive journey, what actually got you into competing? What got you into training? What's your background?
My background is kind of sporty. I played soccer a long time, and I also played basketball, but mostly soccer. That was my thing. But then like in the age of 18, 19, like the girls, like they were not like that focused anymore, to say they are going out doing party and everything. And I wanted to be like more like on myself, accountable for my training and everything. And I got into the gym. And also like what was a big background for me, I was way too skinny. I had like, I don't know the English word, like when you're like pulling up and everything, like Magersucht, it's in German. So I was way too skinny, and I was counting about, always counting my macros and everything. And it was about 800 calories. And so I was like, on my height, I'm 170. I was like 45 kilograms, so way too much. Way too less. And I also wanted to build up muscles, or like gaining weight, but not getting fat. That got me into the gym. And then I always was like this girl, like I wanted to have something competitive in my mind, because I know I have the discipline for it. And that got me into the competing. Because I don't want to train like just for me, but just like with a goal, with a more bigger goal. And that makes sense.
And your first show, did you do well? Did you win? Did you enjoy the prep?
The prep was like pretty old school. I was with a bodybuilding coach. He just like coached men's. He was like from my city. So I'm living in a city like it's more like with farmers and everything. So not many experience about bodybuilding or something. But he coached like bodybuilding, and the prep was really hardcore and old school, like just like egg whites and chicken and 5 broccolis and something like this. And to carb up like 1 kilo of raw weight rice, which I'm, not even now I'm doing 1 kilogram of rice. So, and I haven't any muscles. So the prep was like a little bit of funny, but my first show turned up like pretty okay, like second place. But it was a regional show, a national show. But that really kept me motivated because I wanted to be like first place. And then I say like, 1 year off season and coming back stronger. I wanted the first place, not second place. And that turned out like this. I got second place, but this time I was in the IFBB Elite. I wasn't in NPC. I also got my pro card. But then I did one show, and then I was like, I don't know if the Elite is really something for me, because I didn't saw it like as the world show for me. It was always like the NPC. But I didn't feel like really good enough for it, when it makes sense. And also in that time, it wasn't like that popular than it's now, I think, like 5 years ago. And then I switched to 2020, I switched to the NPC.
Sure. And for those people who don't know, like your first season in the NPC, you did 5 shows. You didn't get a card in those shows. You are somebody who I've seen follow for some time, and you have like a real winner's mindset. Like you want to win and you want to go and win. When you're doing these shows in Ukraine, Italy, Hungary, UK, and you're not winning, what's sort of your mindset there when you're not winning?
It was like frustrating, because I was like so satisfied with the shape I brought. At that time, for now, I would say like, oh my God, what did I think? It was like figure. It was really like figure. It was that hard. It was that muscular. It was figure in a bikini. But I was so satisfied with the shape. So it was really like frustrating for me. And with the feedback, like you have to downsize, you have to get much less muscles and more feminine and everything. It was like really frustrating for me. But I also was like, I don't want to be like in the figure category. I want to be bikini, because I have always like my biggest idols was like in bikini, like an Angelica Texera or someone, or Isa Bicini. So I wanted to be like them. And then I get it in my head, like I have to downsize. But I did also like the 5 shows, because I was satisfied with the shape and I want to give it a try, and also like the experience, and maybe it can happen, because I have also like always this mindset like go, 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 go. But then after 5 shows, I realized I have to take a break, get the shape you really want to see. And then I worked like, a half year about for the shape, like downsizing, but not like doing nothing, but doing like the right things, like training like a bikini does, because I did like squats with over 100 kilograms and also like deadlifts and all this stuff. And then I trained like a bikini should, like with weights as well, but like more specific. And after a half year, I started prep again. So half year off season, then I started prep again. And I did again like 4 shows. And at the 5th show in Portugal, I turned pro.
Sure. So in that transition between like training, maybe in a bodybuilding style, moving over to a bikini style, what actually changed? Like, I know you said maybe you reduced your squat patterns, you maybe reduced your deadlifts. Like, were you training lighter? Were you training more glute specific? Anything like that?
I trained lighter, yes. But everyone who knows me, like I'm training really, really hard for a bikini. Also like now I'm training really, really hard and intense. But I train more specific, because at this time, 2020, I was shooting like, as I said, 100 or I was like 120 or something like with squat. And I also did like walking lunges with a bar with 100 kilos on it. I did it, but I didn't feel it in like in the muscle it should, where I should have felt it. I didn't feel it in my glutes or something. I was just like more like a power lifter, I would say. Then I stopped doing like this. I still like doing like squats, but like on a hex squat or something, or like the power squat, the machine you everywhere see now. I do it like with weight. I train like progressive overload still, but in a way like I have to start it at zero again to feel it in like my glutes, and then I did like the progressive overload. So like I started with zero again, try to feel it in my glutes. When I feel it in my glutes, I get up with 10, then with 20, 30, 40. So I started from zero again and get up with the weight, but in a way like I feel the muscles, and also like with exercises which are more like for building, or like more like for a bodybuilder as well. I don't see many bodybuilders like doing free squats now, most of them doing like hex squat and something, because it's like more specific than like, yeah, doing powerlifting stuff.
Yeah, sure. And getting ready for your shows in 2021, knowing that you had to bring a slightly softer look, was that mentally challenging because you knew you were softer than coming in harder?
Yes, of course, because at the first time when you lose the muscles, you don't really, how should I say, feel like comfortable. But I wouldn't be like saying I was softer. I was still like the same condition, I think, but with complete other shape, like much less muscles, but I think the condition was the same. It was still like pretty like, yes.
Yeah,
you know. But with another muscle structure, I would say. What really helped me also with like with my mind and also like with the whole process, it was like my sugary. So I think that did a lot, because otherwise I would be like maybe like too much in my mind, like to taking breaks, and also like to training lighter. Because when you have the rush sugary, you have to like normally you have to take 4 weeks of break and something and start up really light again. So I think this helped me a lot, because normally it's not like that easy for me to train like less or even like less intense.
Yeah, so it forced you not to train, which is a good thing.
Yeah,
for sure. You know, people have a misconception of the bikini class that it is a soft class, but the girls are still relatively hard.
I think Deborah said it, it wasn't softer. It was like another structure, because after the surgery I trained like the progressive overload, so it wasn't like light training, but it was like intense training, and I get up with the weight as well. Like I'm not like the bikini, like I want to promote like this only like 2 kilograms and like always be like on that, and also staying on the weights, like to build up you have to be like progressive in some point, like you have to go up with weight, with the reps you do, or like the performance, or like the muscle mind connection. One of the 3 points every training I try to improve, and for me that worked pretty well for building.
Absolutely.
And yeah, also absolutely. Like for my 2022 season, because 2021 the Portugal show where I turned pro, and also the pro show, was really like really an accomplishment for me. But then it was like going upwards, because I was still in the mind like you have to maintain the shape, not to build up again. Until the Olympia, I prepped further, like with the same training, and tried to be like not like progressive in the gym, like holding the same things. And also like I did a diet quarter till September and was way too skinny. And then I wanted to set really a point, like for 2022, I got in off season, like gained, I increased my calories again, I gained weight, I trained like again this progressive overload. And I also think like in 2022, it was like in complete other shape, and then more competitive shape also for now, because you see it like in the bikini, also like in the US, they are progressively like getting better and better and better, and you have also to get better, and you don't get better when you're doing all time the same things, like not challenging yourself in the gym. And
absolutely I agree. So moving into your 2021 season, you tried to get the pro card again a few times, very very close, didn't quite get it until Portugal. You know, That's a good amount of shows before you turn pro, maybe 8 or 9 shows before you turn pro. Is there a point in your mind where you think, this just isn't going to happen? Or did you think, I know I'm very close and I'm going to get it?
It's a good question, but I really liked, I really blessedful for it that I didn't turn pro at my first show, because I think otherwise you don't have like this, like to getting through harder days like this. So I think for now it was good, like to did 10 shows, like it's more like, it trained my mind, really, it trained my mind. Mm. And as I said, it was challenging, and also yeah, like you have like thoughts like, maybe I didn't turn pro at any time, or I'm not good enough, and maybe I should stop competing and everything. But for me, the first time I know the gym owner asked me this question, like, and I said to him, no, I don't think about like stopping, because like I wouldn't do something else the whole day. For me, it's like my whole day is like about training, like the nutrition, like the recovery process. Every day 24/7 is like bodybuilding. And what would I do then? Like I would do all the same things, but just not the competing. Mm. But nothing would change.
Yeah.
So like maybe I didn't get it, but let's try, because I wouldn't do something else, because it's like really like the love to bodybuilding is nothing else.
Yeah, sure thing. One of my recent clients, she turned pro in Spain, and it was her 13th pro qualifier. But eventually she turned pro in Spain. It was only her fifth pro qualifier this year. So she took some time off. She added some muscle, and then always first or second, and then eventually got the card in Spain. So I completely understand that mindset of when you're very, very close, like you have to keep going. Like you have to keep going, because on the day there will be a judge that likes your physique and gives you the nod and then the pro card.
Of course, also like that, but also like, and in my case, like I did 10 amateur shows, but I did 2 pro shows and 2 times I qualified for the Olympia. I mean, it doesn't mean that only because you have like that long journey, which is not really a long journey. When you think about it, like I did 1 year of an amateur and then turned pro. But it doesn't mean like, I mean, yes, it's not like that often, but I did 2 now at my second Olympia.
Mm, for sure.
Doesn't mean that you are doing nothing. Like it's maybe not now your time. So but I think really the most important thing is like, as I said, I really loved what I'm always saying now. Also, like I really love the process. So I love the eating. I love the training. I love the recovery. So I love the whole day what I'm doing. Like when you're like more like, oh, I just love like the shape on the show day, or like on diet, it's maybe like more difficult for you, because you're not really love the training maybe, or love the nutrition. You're just like, you want the shape, and then I think it's maybe like more difficult like to get to the point where you're like keep going and also like get the card maybe.
Yeah, no, I agree. You love the process, the whole thing, the eating, the training, the dieting. It doesn't define you, but that's kind of who you are. Like you love all of that.
I'm still like not having now the pro card, maybe I would still like be on all these pro qualifiers. I think so, because as I said, what would I do? What I do? I wouldn't do something else.
Mm. No, I agree. So going back to Portugal, you turn pro, and then the next day I think is the pro show, isn't it? So you turn pro, and then the next day you win the pro show. So you go from somebody who is very, very close to turning pro, very, very close again. People, like you said, your gym owner might even be saying, and other people might be saying, you know what, you know, you're never going to get it. You might have that mindset. And then literally within 24 hours, you go from amateur to pro, pro to Olympia. Like what sort of emotions do you go through in those 24 hours?
After the pro card, I was totally like, oh my God, all my goals are accomplished. Everything I wanted is like accomplished. And I still know I was going backstage and said to my coach afterwards, like, oh my God, how crazy would it be to get tomorrow like a top 10? And even my coach didn't believe really in this top 10. He said, like, Christina, you got your pro card. Let's be like happy with this. And another guy, like a good friend from my coach, which is also a coach, he said, like, I believe your shape was so perfect yesterday, it could be a top three. And I was like, let's be like happy with the top 10, which was like mainly in my mind, like when it would be like this, everyone would be like totally happy. So my coach would be happy, my best friend, my mother, everything, everyone would be like totally out of the moon with a top 10. Because for me, it was also like the big names were there, like all the girls like I looked up to, like Alison Testu, or like big names in Europe, or the biggest names in Europe, or like Steen from Denmark. So like, like every girl I checked always on Instagram, and it was like, no one knows me. Like also like the, like when I was like in center stage and everyone knows like one or two, something like this, we get out from the stage and the girls were like, who are you? Where are you? From where are you coming? I said, I won my pro card yesterday. And I was like, oh my God, what's going on? And also like in the first call out, like when they named the first call out with the numbers, I was like, and I didn't know my number, then they saved my number, and I was like 139. I still know it today. I checked and I think, is it the first call out? And then I get to, and then they got me from the outside of the center, like in the middle of the center, and I was like, boom, like something is happening. So it was like totally like the 48 hours, like this was like totally something never will happen again, maybe, or maybe it happens again, I don't know. I hope still, maybe it happens like at an Olympia one day, but
yeah.
But this was like the craziest experience in all my life.
Sure. Yeah, no, it's incredible. It was
really also like for the last year, or like for all these ten shows I like did as an amateur, and I was like always last places. It was like really like something like rewarding. So you'll be like it was rewarding.
Yeah, for sure. It makes all them last places and seconds and thirds worth it. You know, it makes them all worth it.
And also like the four shows again, it was like 1 week before I was in Alicante, 1 week before I was in also like in Italy, in Milan, I was in the Ukraine, and again at Alicante. And all these first places who got the pro card were in Portugal. And everyone was like way behind me. And also till now, they are also like showing up on all the shows in like in Rome, in Alicante, and everywhere. And I'm always like beyond them. So like, it doesn't mean like only you are now maybe like behind someone, you can be like next year, not even better.
100%. No, I completely agree.
You just have to keep the hard work and don't be like, oh my God, like this, like, you want like everyone saying to you, oh, you're good enough, and I'm sad for you or something. I was also like, work harder. When it's not now, work harder. There is nothing like.
Yeah, I agree, and I completely understand that mindset, and that's the mindset that, you know, we try and instill in all our athletes over here, is that, you know, it's just not your time. Like, it's just not your time. It means that you need to just push a little bit harder, get a little bit better, and then it will be your time. And even then, if it's not your time, you go again. And then you go again, and you keep working. Yeah,
don't be like so sorry for you. Like I see that mostly, like maybe at bikinis or something, like being like that, like, oh my God, maybe it's not something like for me and everything. And also like keeping maybe, or like losing the focus in the off season, because for me, it's like in off season, not really something change. I even try to train harder and even harder, because you have to build the shape in the off season. But when you're like, oh my God, the whole world is like turning off from me and everything like that, and be like that, like always like a sorry for yourself, I think it's really hard for you to get it. You have to really like getting those losses like motivation, like to be like, next year I'm showing so good, I'm doing everything the whole year to be like better than last year. But when you're like always like this, like being like kind of sorry for you, it's like always like the same package every year. You don't do progress in the gym, don't do progress anywhere. And I think then it's really hard. You have to really be like in your head, like, okay, this wasn't my year, but I bring a better me next year. Not only like it wasn't my year, but also like working on a better package you can't bring the same package again, I think. Also not now when the bikini is like that progressive, like getting more intense muscles, like more quality in the muscles. You can't be like always on the same stage in your life.
No, no, I completely agree. It's funny because over here in the UK, like guys are like that a lot and girls are not. Like guys will moan and they will say, this is not fair and I should have won. And girls generally say, you know what, I didn't win, but I'm going to be better. Like over here, it's funny. Guys will moan and girls will not.
That's the point. Yeah, many guys are like, oh, I should win. I don't think like many girls are like doing this for now. They're really like, okay, how was the first girl? How does she look like? I should be like, I should do this or I should do like that. Often it's also not like the best point for doing it, but you have to analyze what's now, like what is winning, what they're shooting for, and yeah, be like up to date, I would say.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. So when you go into the Olympia, it's a massive show. It's an enormous show. You will go in with a certain expectation. That certain expectation, a lot of the time, is I'm not going to win. Like, I'm not going to win. There's a lot of very, very, very good people in that lineup. How do you shift your mindset from I want to go and win, and you know, 24 hours ago I was an amateur, so now I'm doing a show that I know I'm probably not going to win. How does that differentiate?
For now it's like a shift in my mindset, because I'm like, for now it's like the biggest Olympia I think it ever was in like bikini. For now it like, and it 2 months more, like it's 50 girls are qualified. 50 girls. How much is this? Last year it was 30 or like something.
Yeah.
One other, but I don't know, 50 girls for now, and it's not even finished. And also not only 50 girls, it's like, they said like Team Atlas and Team Elite Physique, it's like the most competitive one, because it's like a Janet Leyuk, she won the Olympia. It's like Jennifer Dorier, she won it last year. It's like Laurelie Chapados, she won all the shows this year where she was, like Pittsburgh, New York, second place, Arnold, so crazy. And then there's Marine, she's also like one of the tops. And who is not, it's Isa, she won the Olympia 2019.
Ashley as well.
She won the Olympia also, and also like many shows. So it's like six people who won the Olympia or like on the top of the top, like Laurelie. And this is not even top five, it's a top six. And then there are like stars like who are going up, like Daraja last year was also like top 10, and many, many girls. So like a top seven is like, let's say like fix, like top girls. And you want to be like, maybe with your goal in your mind, like let's break the top 10, which would be like crazy, even crazy for an Olympia. But with this lineup, it's even more crazy. So it's like this. But for me, it was always like what kept me motivating the whole year. I was like, the Olympia last year, it wasn't my best. It was like the worst shape I ever had. Like it was only skinny, no muscles, no nothing, not even condition. It was like skinny and not condition, because I was the whole year dieting. And I had one goal in my mind: next pro show, I will show them, I will show everyone I can work my ass off and be like better like than in Portugal. And I did it. And that's for now my mindset for the Olympia. Like, don't even think about like the placing, like really like breaking like a top 10 or something. Like just bringing like, even because Tyler, the main judge, or like the president of the NPC told me like stay the same like in Europe, like at Rome, because he saw me also like in Alicante or in Portugal. In Portugal he saw me and he said like, even with the same weight, it was not the same package like in Rome. In Rome, it was for him like perfect, he said. Like, that's what I should bring to the Olympia. But I know I can get even better, and I have to be better, because he didn't saw me like next to an Jeanette or like in Laurelie. And then it's not, maybe not that perfect like it was in Rome. So I can improve, or I have to improve and bring my best self and beat myself from Rome. But with this goal in mind, or when I really accomplish this, like bring an even better package than in Rome, I complete my goal, because something other I can't do. I can't really do something like be like better than the day before. And that's what like my mindset is for now, like every day since Rome, I shut, or since like Portugal, I shut down. And so like, let's work. And even every day, you have to beat yourself, you'll be better than the day before. And then you can't like be like, it was a loss at the Olympia. But one more time again, because last year it was like horrible, but it was like an experience. And I learned really, really much about it. And maybe for not for this year, or maybe for this year, or maybe for next year, it was like good that I went through it, because now I know it better. And maybe I get better, like with better placings at the Olympia, which is mainly the goal. And one day, maybe it's like enough to be like on the top or with the tops. When not, as I said before, like that's my life. I love what I do, and then not, but I do what I love. So
for sure, no, for sure. That's a great mindset to have, knowing that you're going to be 1% better every day. Every day you're going to be 1% better. You're going to be your best.
You can't do like what the judges say at this point.
Because no, for sure.
Better, it's then you are, yeah, you're getting better.
For sure, and with your bodybuilding journey, Christina, you've explained earlier that you were somebody who was very thin, and you packed on a lot of muscle, and then you became almost figure-esque in terms of your physique. During that journey of packing on a lot of muscle, a lot of girls will face stereotypes. A lot of girls will face negative comments. Did you ever face that in your bodybuilding journey when you were adding muscle?
Not that much when I would say like this, but I'm really happy about that most of the, I think like the people who are following me on Instagram or like follow my journey are people like who really love it, because also I say like, when you don't like what I do, why are you following me? I think it gets less like this bullshit comments or something like this on Instagram. But I think like it's also like this because I mainly try to be like in the background with everything. Like I don't do that much on social media, I think, like other girls. But for me, it's like a big win, because I like to be like focused like on everything. So do it like in silence, the work. It's like for me much easier than be like all time filming and everything like this in at the gym and losing my focus from the training. So I'm really happy about to be can do it like that, like being like more for myself. Because you know it's like really difficult with sponsors and everything's like not to do like less, but also not to like too much for me. It's like, yeah. But not really like these negative comments. And I'm not at this time when I was too much, and also not really now. And I think like most of the time, it's really like from the people who are like have nothing to do with the sport, nothing. So no coaches or no bikini athletes, mostly like guys who are half of mine, of mine, and then like it's like not really a comment like I get too hard or something.
No, for sure. And the thing is, again, because the sport, you love the sport, a great thing is that you don't do it for social media, you don't do it for likes, you don't do it for videos, you do it because you love it. And again, that's why you will be in the sport for a very long time, because you're not doing it for somebody's approval. You're doing it for yourself and because you love it, which again, I think is a champion mindset.
No, I should do so much more, and I want to do so much more, like YouTube and everything. But for me, it's like always when I lose the focus in the gym, for it, and when I love it to be like in my own head and with the weights, and also like I think for the progress to be really like better than the day before, you have to be in your own head, because it was yesterday, it was challenging. So, and you go in the gym and maybe like also like in the night, I wake up and I'm excited about my leg day, because I think like, oh my God, I did last day, I did like 100 kilo in the hack squat or something, or I don't know, 70 kilos. How should I do tomorrow? Like 75 when this was challenging the day before. And then when I'm like filming and everything, it's like, it's losing my mind. So I'm really be like also like happy that I have the opportunity to be like more for myself. But on the other side, I'm like, oh my God, I want to show everyone how should they train or help them and everything. Like it's like a little bit of split in my mind for now.
Sure.
But try to fix it, like, yeah.
Do you feel pressure, Christina? Like when for example, like again, like I know there are a few girls who I prep who are on a pro level that I don't actually tell people how many weeks out they are, because they feel pressure of people messaging them saying, oh, like, you know, you're going to win, you're going to go to the Olympia, you're going to get your pro card. Do you ever feel that pressure as well or not?
Never, never. No. Because I lost so often. All the 10 shows, it was like, oh my God, it was sometimes like, oh my God, what do people think? And I think everyone lost also like the hope in me. It was like this way for me. And for now, it shifted my mind, like after the fifth or sixth or everything show, it was like really doing it for me and not for them. And it's also like when I really like, as I'm doing now, like bringing my best or feeling like bringing my best and every day, like doing this progress and really be like happy with myself. I don't have to be like sorry or something like to everyone, or I have to like have to fulfill like their expectations, because none of them like doing what I do. No one doing like diet and the training like maybe like as intense as I do. So when I really like be like in peace with myself, I doing everything like that, and also like the prep, I'm not cheating, I'm going to the gym and like do like the progress and everything. I don't have to be like, I don't have to tell everyone like be sorry for me or like
No, I completely understand that. So when we look at a typical day for yourself, so somebody who is fully invested within the sport, somebody who loves what they do, do you have like a set routine and structure to your day every day? Like you'll eat your meals at a certain time, you'll wake up at a certain time. What does a typical day look like for you?
For me, it's like I really like pretty like many things like going around. Like I have a full-time job still. Not only a full-time job, I'm like studying. I'm doing my master in real estate management. So I have like a job, like like university, and like my pro career or like prep for the Olympia. And I'm doing like coachings as well. So I have really like much to do in my mind or like doing the whole day. But it's also like for now, like for the Olympia, stepping a step back and be like really like more like as I love it, like being in my own head and can really focus on everything, like what has to do with the prep, like being at home, doing like naps and everything like the big guys do. And be like also like pre-workout that I can sleep, black roll and everything, and do it like that. But most of the time they looks like this. When I'm at home, it's most of the time for now. I wake up, I do, for now it's off season, I do 20 minutes of cardio, then I get breakfast. Then I have mostly like girls like for posing or something. Then on midday, my second meal. Then I go to sleep for like 30 minutes or like something. Pre-workout, going to the gym, post-workout, taking a nap again, next meal, again a meal and again a meal and going to sleep. And I try to figure like everything out like for the sleep, like for me, it's like 10 hours or something to really get enough energy to be like that progressive, like I told about. So like 24/7, like trying to be for the sport now and shooting a little bit down from work and university from home. So it works.
Sure. As a young female, Christine, you're only 24 years old. Do you ever feel like, I think I know the answer to this question is going to be no, but do you ever feel like, okay, right, I'm young, I'm missing out on certain things in life, or you don't feel like that?
Never really, like not like the missing out something, that never really never, because I did it like from 60 to 80 I was like partying all the time with the alcohol, with everything, when I was way too skinny. So I did it for 2 years, and then with 18 it was like not my interest anymore, as I don't know, it wasn't like that fun anymore. And I'm also was like the girl who wanted to be like more like strict with everything and be like more focused in my life. So it wasn't really like a thing like missing out, because I thought like, oh, you did it 2 years before and it was like that. And for now, not missing out everything, but what I can say, like, it's really like that you have to be like in prep more for you, or like, how should I say? You can't be like on family events or something and like eating with them and be like, yes, be like free with your mind and with the meals and everything. So you have to, yes, set this back and do it at another time. So like it's not missing out or something, but you have to be really like strict and be like focused on your goals to be like good in the sport. But for me, it's not like missing. For me, it's also like, not that I don't want to eat with them, but it's also like, for me, it's like more like, as it is now, like more peaceful to can do it now. Because as I always, when you have like all the year, like you can eat and everything, it's not like that it doesn't make you that happy anymore. When you have it like 2 months, for me, it's now for 2 months, it's like so much, oh my God, and so much enjoying and everything. So for me, it's good like to have it like for 2 months or something and be like happy, because when the whole year, it wouldn't be like maybe like that peaceful for me anymore.
Yeah, for sure. No, I completely agree. And in terms of, there is a taboo subject in terms of bodybuilding, in terms of females and performance enhancing drugs and those kinds of things. Is that a road that you take? Is that a road that you don't take? Is it a road that you've considered or not considered?
I think it's like that. When you're like an amateur or something, I would never think about it, or you should, I wouldn't think about it. I wouldn't do it, because I always say like, when you are not a good amateur, then it doesn't get you to anywhere. Because when you get to these things, it really helps you only in that way when you are like really competitive, I think, at the amateur at least. Because otherwise, when you're not a good amateur or not even a good pro, it gets you to nowhere. Because I think you have to fix before, like the training, like the nutrition and everything, and also like the recovery, before you think like about that, because it didn't get you, I think, that much better than yes, without it, when you getting all these parameters in. And also for me, it was like, even in amateur, I was half in figure. I built it way too easily. So for me, I think also now it would be like catastrophic to take like things like steroids or something, because when you are building like that easily, and for now it's for me like a mix, like keeping myself back in the gym, but even like doing the challenging part, like the progressive overload, but not to get stripes in my glutes again and something. So I think with all this stuff, you can also like be like, when you're like this girl, like building up quick and getting quick in shape, you can also like, yes, be like even like worse than without it. So I think you have to find the mix.
Yeah, for sure.
I wouldn't say at any time that the whole Olympia is natural or something. Of course, I don't think so. But I think many good girls, I think maybe yes, they are natural, because they are like also maybe like building up quick or getting like quick dry or something. But not every girl is like this. So I think there is a mix between.
No, for sure. And I think the key point, one of the key points that you said there was that everything needs to be in place before you even consider it. Your food, your training, your diet.
You can do so much about it. Because as I said, like I was training like that heavy, but I didn't one rep, I feel it in my glutes. Like I did 100 kilos of squats and everything. I didn't feel it in my glutes. When I take then something, like how should it build in my glutes? When you can change so much with your training or also with the nutrition, because you see also now really, really often, like not that many people are like that strict in the diet, but you have to be strict to get to that low body fat. And you have to do like the cardio or maybe the extra cardio to get that lean. Not so it's sure. Like, for me, it's like you can do so much with the work ethic. So I wouldn't be like going the easy way for this. And also maybe it's not like the easy way, as I said, like when you're building so quick the muscles or getting like stripes in the glutes, when you get like performance drugs, like it's get even worse. So it doesn't get me any benefit, I think.
No, I agree. Yeah, I agree completely. And then in terms of last couple of questions now, just quick ones. So if, for example, a young athlete was listening to this podcast, what advice would you give a young athlete?
When the athlete, or when, oh, okay, you said athlete, when you want to go on the stage, or maybe he's like in the steps of getting her first competition, then I would for the first competition, I would always, let's say, like this, like enjoy the progress, try to be like all also like you're getting these hard days, but these hard days also get you stronger, because I think like every day you will think like, oh my god, I can't do it, or like, oh my god, it's so hard, and you really like get it, and also getting in every meals and every workout, it like it makes you the next day you're waking up and you are like crazy what I did, like it's really like an accomplishment what it did, and it gets you every day so much stronger. So really like enjoying the progress and doing everything you can and enjoy the stage like this. When you're like in your trying to get the pro card, then it's also like my way really like should be like the what you're showing to, like it's not like that everyone get the pro card at the first try. And also like seeing like that, like that you I didn't want when I look now back, I really don't want to have the pro card at my first show, because then I didn't learn the fighting. So really be like this, like I fight again, I go in the improvement season, I bring the changes the judges want for me, and just like keep going. And really find also like your inner why, because when you didn't find it, I think you don't get through these hard days. So really like enjoying the process, why thinking about why are you doing this? Because you love the sport, or only like you love the Instagram, or you love like the comments, because they don't get you to anywhere, not in the hard days, I think.
Yeah, there is a saying that when you understand your why, you can overcome any how. So once you understand why you're doing it, doesn't matter how you do it, you're going to get there.
And then you can also be like this, it's not a big deal for you to say like all on this, on I don't know, on weddings or family events, like saying no when they want to give you the cake or something, because when you have your why and it's strong, it's really the strongest part of you. It's not a big deal for you.
No, I agree completely on that, and that's a great saying that I always try and say to people, is that, as I said, and when you understand your why, you can overcome any how. So it doesn't matter how you're going to get there, you know you're going to get there. So.
That should be the point, yes.
For sure. And then finally, Christina, how can people get in contact with you? I know you do posing, I know you do coaching. How can people get in contact with you if they maybe listening to a podcast and they want to do a podcast with you? How can they get in contact with you?
For me, it's always about like Instagram, shoot me a DM. It's like Christina Brunauer, _IFBB Pro. And I get to all messages, really, I get to all messages back. And yes. And I'm also like, I appreciate every comment and every message I get back to you as quick as I can.
Awesome. Brilliant. Christina, it's been a pleasure having a chat with you. I think you are a fantastic athlete. I think you have a great mindset. It's why I wanted to get you on a podcast. I know that you have a true winner's mindset, and you know the record that you had in terms of keep going, really shines through with a lot of athletes, and I think it's fantastic to hear from you and hear some points on your mindset for sure. So thank you ever so much.
Thank you so much for having me. It was a pleasure.
Thank you, Christina. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.